we talk about it. That's what I'm talking about. If you were in a hurry, Bob, Curry and Claypo. By the way, you hear this Curry and Claypo, and you're like, where is a Claypo? We've been doing the show for like 5 or 6 years. We're moving things around. The Adapter Parishes, the Dark Side of the Pooches, the Blues Almighties, the Damon Johnson Shows, the Mission Mindeds, the Win in Rome's, the Live Wire Wednesdays. We got so many stinking shows going on right here. It's amazing. And so we had to move the Curry and Claypo show around a little bit. So we do that on Thursday mornings from 7:30 to 9:30. Of course, you can also podcast everything we do here. In the meantime, it is Tony Curry Live. Good morning to you. It's a Tuesday morning, January 25th. Hope you're having a fantastic week already. Got some great stuff to get into, some new partnerships we'll talk about coming up here. I want to talk about some playoff runs, and I also want to talk about Joe Biden saying, you stupid son of a you-know-what yesterday. It's a big deal. It's kind of like hearing your grandpa say it. You're like, whoa, what happened to grandpa? Is he off his meds or something? What's going on with there, Joe? We'll talk about it coming up, and of course, as we always do, we like to get you going. Monster Drink, 5-Hour Energy, screw that, man. Do some classic rock. We'll get you going here. Tony Curry Live. Tony Curry Radio, good morning to you. It's a Tuesday morning. Quick little story about that. When we do our Live Wire Wednesday show on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828. We do a full hour of AC/DC music, so I went out there and bought everything. As a radio station, we have to buy all of our music. We have to pay licensing on this thing. So I bought every stinking AC/DC song available. I think it was like, I don't know, 600 different songs, right? And so that's one of the songs that showed up, and then it went all into our playlist. And then I'm like, I don't want to play every stinking AC/DC song during a regular playlist that you hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because it would be all AC/DC. We already had that show. But that was one of those songs, a COD, that kind of seeped through, and I forgot to take it out, and I put it in there. And once I put it in there, I was like, there you go, typical AC/DC song, killer song, let's play it, let's just go. So it's on our regular rotation, and I love that. We will do Live Wire Wednesday again coming up tomorrow night. Today it's Adapter Parish Tuesday, noon and 8 o'clock tonight. A fresh new show. We took a couple weeks where we did encore presentations, and the fan base that listens to this business show is it's crazy. We're a classic rock station, so I understand anything we do that has to do with classic rock, like Win in Rome with Stuart Rome from the wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa, or David Johnson Show, or Austin Hanks. I get that, because people listen to classic rock and they want to hear classic rock on their shows. When we have a show that does not have any music in it at all, it's a head scratcher for me, because I'm like, okay, but that's the fastest growing show we have on this radio station, Adapter Parish. Find out why. Listen at noon and 8 right here on the free Tony Curry Radio app. We'll do some Facebook Live coming up in a few minutes. And by the way, I just posted a picture of one of our great new sponsors, Ed's Pet World. I love doing business with people that I know. I've known Seth. I knew his dad. I know Angie. I know all those people down there. They're great. I've been going to Ed's Pet World. It's one of the first places. When I first came to Birmingham, I went to Green Top Barbecue. I went to Wesley's Booby Trap. And I went to Ed's Pet World. As long as you know those three places, you're good to go. So thank you so much, Ed's Pet World, for being part of Tony Curry Radio. And, of course, they were a big sponsor of our Dark Side of the Pooch episode we did yesterday. Did you- Tony Curry Radio. And who are you? The Who? We got some Pretenders coming up. So Rick Derringer. We'll do some Pat Travers Band. I had a request for Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights. We play a lot of the songs that a lot of people think should be played for deep cut weekends or B-side weekends or something like that. And I'm like, why do we only have to have those on weekends? We should play those around the clock, and we do around here on Tony Curry Radio. Hope you had a fantastic night and a great Tuesday so far. I just tweeted out a picture of a snake that's upstairs that I got from Ed's Pet World. I love that place, one of our brand new sponsorships. And as this radio station continues to grow, it's been stupid crazy, because the bigger it gets, the bigger it gets, just like my snake. You keep feeding the monster, man, and the thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and who knows how big this thing's going to be. It's going to be great. I love it. We have our Adapter Parish show going on today, Live Wire Wednesday, tomorrow, Austin Hanks. Damon Johnson Show. Damon has got two new albums he's working on right now. He's got a full family. He is super busy. So we're going to do some replays of his show coming up on Friday, and also a brand new show called When in Rome that will start playing this Saturday. And then Mission Minded, which is a show I do with Michael Coleman, which we'll record on Thursday, is a fantastic show, and that runs at noon and 7:30. So just a lot of stuff going on, man, and I'm loving it. By the way, did you see old Joe Biden yesterday? I mean, I don't like talking politics, but if you've listened to any of my shows,
you realize that I'll be praiseworthy and critical of both sides. I am a little bit like, hey, it's my, if we have a president that I'm not particularly fond of, or maybe I didn't even vote for him, he is my coach. And so it only behooves me that he figures things out and gets things done, because it's my country, and I want my country to be successful, and I want my family to be successful, and I want to be fed right, right? And so I have not been overly critical, because I understand that being president of the United States is probably one of the hardest jobs. But when Peter Ducey throws a question out to him, which was a really short question, and Joe Biden calls him a stupid son of a bitch, I was kind of like, I laughed, because we all say things that we're thinking, and maybe under our breaths. It was a major no-no from Joe, just because he's grandpa, and grandpa shouldn't say son of a bitch. But we'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. I'm going to go Facebook Live on the Tony Curry page here in just a second right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app. Redundant? I think not. If you remember Tony Curry, of course, with a Curry, with a K, K-U-R-R-E, download the Tony Curry Radio app. Thanks to the tens of thousands of folks who have already done that. You're listening to classic rock 24 hours this day, 7 days a week, and you realize that there's this evolution going on here on Tony Curry Radio. We got so many great new shows going on right now, man. When I first started this Tony Curry Radio thing, I thought, I'm just going to put some classic rock on. I'm going to play some classic rock that you don't get a chance to hear very often, and people obviously love that. I always think it's interesting when you live in Birmingham for 20, 30 years or whatever, and then you go to a different town and you hear their classic rock station, you're like, wow, it sounds really good, because they're playing music you don't get a chance to hear in your neck of the woods. So that's what I do, and I took all the music I've played over the last 40 years, and I put it all on one radio station. I think it's great. Two things. First of all, you're going to hear a lot of stuff that you've heard before, but you don't hear very often on the radio, which I love. You're not going to hear the same crap over and over and over again. I'm not going to play Open Arms and Once Bitten, Twice Shy every hour. I don't do that. And the other thing is, all of it is up-tempo. Sam, good morning to you, brother. It's all up-tempo, man. We get after it. It's not corn. It's not in your face to make your ears bleed, unless you want it to. But it's all up-tempo, and it's killer, and we're super proud of it here. So then I said, okay, we got this great little classic rock station, right? We're going to change the world, because it's on an app. You can get it on Alexa, you can get it on Google Play, Android, Apple Store. It's available everywhere. It's right on your phone, so you don't have to be in the car. We know that 90% of people that listen to regular terrestrial radio do it in their car, and they can't listen to their radio station, because they ain't going to download their stinking app. But once you get Tony Curry Radio and the Tony Curry Radio app, you can listen to it anywhere. You're out raking leaves. You're back in the bedroom with the wife. You're at the store. You're at the ball game. Wherever you are, wherever your phone is, it's a 24-hour-a-day classic rock station. It's killer. So I said, we got to do more than do just a classic rock. So we started bringing in these shows. And once the show started, man, everyone started listening to these shows, and now everyone's wanting a show. And I'll throw it out to you, Andrew Steele. Good morning to you. I'll throw it out to people that are listening to Tony Curry Radio right now, the Tony Curry Radio app, and of course on Facebook Live on the Tony Curry page. What kind of show would you like? I want to do a show that is very engaged with the audience. I'd love to do some type of all request show, but I think enough people now don't believe that their request is actually going to get played. If you get in touch with me, you text me, you tweet me, I will play your song. I played the Blues Brothers Sweet Home Chicago yesterday to celebrate John Belushi's birthday. I love that stuff. So I want you to know that I'm listening to you. I hear you. I feel you. I know where you're at. I know what you're doing. Well, I don't know what you're doing. But I want you to engage with me and let me know what you want. You can go to TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net, become a bonehead, email me, whatever. So we do this Dark Side of the Pooch show brought to you by Ed's Pet World. I just send out a tweet about Ed's 47-year family-owned business in Birmingham. They're fantastic. Let me tell you, when I first came to Birmingham, my Budweiser folks, and Budweiser is another one of our great sponsorships, I got teamed up with my Budweiser guys, and I said, show me what Birmingham's all about. Show me the most important parts. Where in Birmingham or surrounding areas do I need to go see? So they took me to Green Top Barbecue. We went across the street to Wesley's Booby Trap. Then we came back to town and went to Jitterbugs, and then they took me to Ed's Pet World. They're like, there, that's all you need. You got those four places, you know what Birmingham's all about. And I'm like, okay then. So Ed's Pet World's been in business for over 47 years. They do all kinds of exotic pets and service for those exotic pets. I've gotten gerbils. I've gotten hamsters. I've gotten rabbits, a chinchilla. I have a ball, a python upstairs that I took a picture of. When I first got it, stuck in my hand. The thing is like 4 feet long now. I can't tell you how many fish I bought from Ed's Pet World. They have a giant tortoise down there. They have parakeets. They have ferrets. They have alligators. It's crazy. And if you've taken your kids in that place, they just go hog wild. It's great. Now, of course, and people know this, Seth, who runs the joint, and his old man did a wonderful job as well. They are now this amazing institution that deals in vintage and modern toys. So they have a passive collection of vintage and modern toys. If you find something in your attic or you something you want to buy or sell or trade, you can do that with Ed's Pet World as well. Check them out, 879-1331, 879-1331, or edspetworld.org. They do wonderful work. So then we did this thing with Dark Side of the Pooch. We have Adapter Parish, which we do today at noon and 8 with Dr. Alex Subline and Dr. Josh Klapo. It's the fastest growing show on this radio station. I don't know why. It doesn't have any classic rock on it, but it's just a fantastic business adaptation show. People love it. It's one of those things where when you hang out with smart people, it makes you feel smarter. That's what I love to do. You know, if you hang out with dogs, you get fleas. You hang out with smart people, you get smarter. You do. So I love hanging out and listening to shows like that. The wonderful Live Wire Wednesday brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing on Wednesday night goes off. I got another show that makes me feel super smart, and that, of course, is Mission Minded. I do that with Michael Coleman. We've recorded a couple shows, and I walk out of here, and I feel like I feel like I just left Harvard or something, or Yale. The guy's super smart. We talk about visionary processes, footsteps, and footprints in the business world. That's fantastic. That show goes off at noon and 7:30 on Wednesday. I know, you're like, dude, chill out, man. I'm just telling you, you got Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty on Thursday. We have When in Rome, another hybrid kind of classic rock, a show that makes you look good, feel good, sound good show with Stuart Rome, which is going to air coming up on Saturday. And then, of course, the Damon Johnson Show, which we've been doing now for several months, replays of that show coming up on Friday. So we got so many great things. If you cannot find DD Karen Sparks and Brett Barnett, good morning to you. If you cannot find something on this radio station you like, give me some ideas. It's my radio station. I can build it out any way I want. We can do special shows on whatever you want to. You want to do a book show club? I don't care. Let's do it. And then I'm going to be doing a show coming up here in the next few weeks, and I have not decided what I want to do. It's almost too overwhelming to try to figure out. But I do want to do some type of listener appreciation show where for an hour or two I can talk to you, I can be in touch with you, you can give me your request, I can play the songs. The only problem was when we do these shows live visually, there's usually licensing issues. But we'll do everything we possibly can to make that happen. So super excited. So Joe Biden, listen, I know where the state stands in politics. I'm from up north in the Cincinnati area. My dad was a huge conservative. It didn't matter who was running for the Republican Party. He was voting Republican. That's period. Now, I will say that I've gone back and forth. I've gone between Republicans and Democrats. I just go who I think is the best president, who could do the best for me and my family in this country. And I am one of those guys that is kind of like, if I don't like who we choose, I'm still going to get behind them. I'm going to give them every chance to prove me wrong. And they're my coach. You know, whenever you hire someone a coach and you're not real crazy about the hire, what do? You just don't hang it up on your team. You get behind them and go, okay, I'm not real crazy about this guy. Didn't choose my guy, but I'm going to get behind this because it's my team. It's my country. And I'm as patriotic as the next guy. And so you get behind him and you try. And I take a grain of salt with everything I do in life because I realize that life ain't easy. It's hard. And I realize there's things we want to do and say that we can't. And I understand it. And that's what Joe Biden did yesterday. And so when I heard him call Peter Ducey a stupid son of a bitch, I did exactly what I'm doing right now. I started laughing, man. I thought it was hilarious. Peter Ducey, of course, has been with Fox now for a while. I think he was with NBC for a while. Young, good-looking dude. If you saw his face, you know exactly what I'm saying. He asked the question, do you think inflation is a political liability? All right, so this takes me back to my sports days because Peter Ducey's a pretty smart apple, and as is Joe. And you have to ask these questions, and I've learned this. I'm going to teach you a little something about interviewing. You want to have questions that aren't like everyone else's questions. You want to throw questions out that are going to exemplify not only where you're coming from and what you want, but you also want the person who's answering the question to kind of go off. It's really good when you can ask, and I always tell Josh, and I ask anyone who's in an interview process, ask short questions. Because when you get short questions, you get long answers. If you are asking a question and you're answering it for you, and you're like, well, you know, what do you think about the Afghanistan thing? You know, it was really difficult because all these people are stuck over there. They know all that crap. You don't have to explain the question. Just ask a really simple, quick question, and chances are you're going to not only get the answer you're looking for, but you're going to get more than the answer you're looking for. So I think that's what Peter Ducey was trying to do. He was trying to ruffle Joe a little bit, and that's, I don't have a problem with that at all. You ask the tough questions. He's the president of the United States. He should get the tough questions. Joe said, no, it's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch. And of course, he's looking off the mic. He realizes, listen, any microphone is a hot microphone. I've learned that all too well. All too well. But I'm not the president of the United States. Joe is grandpa. Grandpa can't say stupid son of a bitch. Now, I thought it was funny. It makes you wonder what he says when the microphone's off to other reporters. But you can't do that as the president of the United States. Now, I know a lot of people are like, why not? He should be able to say what he wants. Well, he did. And it's probably not going to come back on him so much. If that was Donald Trump, it'd be like, whatever. I mean, Donald Trump wouldn't even... Donald be tapping the microphone going, is this on? Hey, stupid son of a bitch, is this on? He'd be making sure that Peter Ducey heard that. But Joe's a different kind of cat, and I don't think we expect or acknowledge the fact that this man has that type of vernacular, but we know he does. And so I thought it was hilarious. I give Joe a pass on that. I'm like, whatever, that's fine. He's not going to catch any crap. We see that with Nick Saban. We see that with coaches all the time, particularly when they go to these Monday morning quarterback clubs and they don't think the tape's rolling. They say crazy things, it happens. So I'm okay with that. I thought it was funny, though. But a lot of people are like, you know, and again, a lot of people are like, well, that was a stupid question. You ever see sideline reporters? Well, you didn't make that third down conversion there. What was your thought process on that? What is that? What was your thought process on a third down? What are you talking about? And again, you only have a couple of seconds. They're usually heading to the locker room. And so you're trying to ask a question real quick, and you're trying to give the people watching the TV and the game or the politics, whatever, you're trying to give them what they want. And so it's difficult. So think about what those reporters must, but it's a job they got to do. They got to ask those questions. And you'd rather ask the tough questions and get what Peter Ducey got back than get some mundane, all-world, well, you know, we realize that inflation's an issue, Peter, and we're doing everything we can to fix it. Okay, whatever. He, by the way, did call Peter Ducey, Joe Biden did, and it was funny because he called him Powell, which I thought was kind of strange. Biden issued, did he issue an apology? Ducey said he doesn't need one, which I love, and the president simply wanted to clear the air. He said, I appreciate it. We had a nice call. I don't need anybody to apologize to me. He can call me whatever he wants as long as it gets him talking. We know that when Joe talks, sometimes he can talk himself not only into a corner, but into a box and into the ground. But he said, hey, no ill will there, pal. He called him pal. All right, Tony Curry Radio. We got all these great shows going on. Classic rock and roll, 24 hours a day. A lot of people, I saw someone yesterday put something out on Facebook about to download the Tony Curry Radio app and check out his live show for 25 or 30 minutes. It's live every single morning on the Tony Curry Radio app. It's super easy. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Go to your app store. You've got a million apps. You're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Those are apps. Go to the app store. Look up Tony Curry Radio. It's Curry with a K. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. You get me live every morning for 2 hours, 7:30 to 9:30. I'll go longer if I have to. I could go live for 12 hours a day. It doesn't matter. And then we do lots of classic rock and roll, all these special shows during the day. The Curry and Klepo Show, which has been a staple, and Josh Klepo, my radio partner, for the last 5 or 6 years, I love him like a brother from another. It's a fantastic show. Whenever we get together, we forget we're on the radio, and that's the best radio there is. That show airs a Thursday morning, 7:30 to 9:30, and we're already working on doing some different types of shows together. So we'll look into that, some stuff from the web and everything else, so it's going to be super cool. But we greatly appreciate everybody watching here on Tony Curry on the Facebook page, and, of course, also listening to Tony Curry on the Tony Curry Radio app. It's fantastic. Download it. If you don't like it, get rid of it. But we got 70 different five-star reviews on it. No one's listened to the app and said they didn't like it. Everyone likes it. So download the Tony Curry Radio app and get after it. Lots of great classic rock and roll, and we do take requests. You can tweet them to me. You can put them on Instagram. You can put them on Facebook. You can go to TonyCurryRadio.net. Become a bonehead and leave them on our webpage. Tony Curry Radio. That is Damon Johnson's favorite song from Highway to Hell. And I would totally agree. If you want blood, you got it. The Damon Johnson Show, of course, airs on Fridays at noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio. We give him a theme, top six guitar solos. We did top six butt band, hair band songs, which was fantastic. We did it with his wife, Linda, a couple weeks ago. You can check that show out noon and 8 on Fridays right here on Tony Curry Radio. And if you're looking for a schedule of things, I'll send that out. Put that on our website, and you can see where things, but we have basically shows every single day. If you tune in every day, you're going to get something fresh and something new, including Adapter Parish a little bit later on today at noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio. Speaking of AC/DC, Livewire Wednesday, I think AC/DC has been around long enough that they get it. And if you remember, Brian Johnson came out right after the Power Up release, which has been almost, I can't believe it, a year and a half ago. Can't believe it's been a year and a half. Said, listen, we're not doing a world tour anymore. We didn't even know this album was coming out. We love it, and we greatly appreciate it. The album went to number one for a week, so people were buying it in droves. But we're not going to get pigeonholed into doing this thing where it's 3-4 nights a week. And then, of course, you go to their webpage, acdc.com. There it is, tour news. Stay tuned for the tour. They're going to go back on the road. I'm in close proximity, if you will, from a mental and visual standpoint of what this band's going to do with Columbia Records. So I know they're going to go back on the road. And they were supposed to open up sometime in this past November at Madison Square Garden. Obviously, it didn't happen. So what they're doing is they're doing the smart thing, and I love this. They're just going to wait until things cool off a little bit, and hopefully that'll be in about a month or two after this Omicron thing. Knock on wood, I pray to the Lord that we don't have another variant. Please make this go away. And then as soon as things chill out a little bit, then we'll find out exactly what AC/DC is going to do. And again, time is of the essence here. When you're talking about guys in their upper 60s and early 70s, every day that goes by is a crucial moment. Ask David Lee Roth. So let's get this thing. Seriously, I will go out and give vaccinations to people just so I can see AC/DC one stinking last time. Before it's all said and done, we'll have details on that. By the way, did you see this story about Adele? I think these, listen, you know, I like to talk about other people's problems. Who doesn't? But as I've gotten a little older, I've realized that you really don't know squat about somebody or something unless you're in their shoes. And it's really easy to sit there and say, well, I would have done things differently there, or I would have taken the gun away, or my kid would have never done that, or I wouldn't spend money like that, or I wouldn't have cheated on her. You sit there and say those things, you're not living their life. Well, I'm a Christian person, this is the way I've lived it. Well, that's your life. That's what you've done your entire life. You have no flipping clue if you were Adele or anyone else where money was absolutely not an issue, and you could do or say or be as powerful as you want in any type of platform arena. You cannot say that. Well, yes, I can. Well, fine. Then I'd love to see you in that position. I'm not saying that it allows people in powerful or money-driven situations to do whatever the hell they want and not have ramifications for it. I'm not saying there's not responses for it. What I'm saying is you have... Dude, think about this. 75% of all people who have won the lottery are either drug addicts or dead. 75% of every lottery winner, there's thousands of them. Anyone that's won over $100,000 is crazy. They go nuts. Well, I'd put some money away, and I'd take care of the kids, and I'd buy my mom a house, and then I'd just sit back, and I would start my own charity. Okay, great. Really? I hope you would. I believe you. But when you got millions and millions of dollars and you're super famous and you don't have to work another day in your life, life changes, man. So don't just be open to the idea that you don't know what the hell you're talking about. So I see this Adele story, and my radio partner, who's a big Adele fan, texted me and said, man, did you see her heartfelt, wonderful thing about her thing out Caesar? She was heartbroken. She came out and she said, so evidently her show is supposed to start this weekend or this past weekend. And a lot of people flew out to Las Vegas from wherever in the world or this country just to see her play at Caesars. And I get that. I'd go out, if I was going to go to Las Vegas, I'd go to Las Vegas to gamble and have a good time first, and then I'd see Sammy Hagar second. I don't know if I traveled to but I went to Tennessee to see my Bengals play this past weekend. So, yeah, we go for things we love. And so I get that. So evidently thousands of people went out there to see Adele in her opening weekend of the show, and then they got lurched, and they're stuck in Vegas, and then she canceled on them. And I don't think they're pissed off at her, but she made it sound like it was a COVID issue. She said, I have problems with the COVID thing. Half our staff's gone. We can't. And then the story starts coming out. Well, we come to find out that she evidently is not seeing eye to eye with her fashion designer, because when you're talking about $1 million, she's making $700,000 a show, okay? These are $1 million shows. This is Rolling Stones times 10. And she's spending millions of dollars, or the company's spending millions of dollars to make sure the show is right, because when you go to Las Vegas, man, it better be a great show. If it's just Adele with a guitar on a stage and you're paying $250, so be it, but this is Las Vegas. It's bigger and better, and it's crazy, and there's lights, and there's water, and there's fire, and all kinds of stuff, right? So evidently, I'm thinking, okay, she's got a problem with her fashion designer, whom she's worked with before. This fashion designer's done Super Bowl shows. I mean, this gal's, she's top of the line. And then come to find out that Adele had an issue with this choir that evidently was going to be singing behind her. It's like 60 choir members. You can imagine with the Omicron and all the crap going on how difficult it must be. But evidently she had a problem with the choir. I'm not sure what that was. And then I'm hearing this morning that she had a problem with this swimming pool. There was evidently going to be a swimming pool on the stage, and she was going to be in the middle of it, and they were going to lift her up in it, and it was going to make her look like she was walking on water, or she was floating. She was levitating above this swimming pool, and she said it looked like a murky pond. These are the kind of little things. And as a concert-going person, if I found out my favorite actor or my favorite celebrity or my favorite rock and roller, I just want to hear the music. I want to see them, I want to feel it, I want to hear it, and I want to enjoy it. And the theatrical part of it is fine. It adds to it, sometimes subtly, sometimes dramatically, but it's not going to make or break my ticket. If I'm spending $500 for an Adele ticket, I just want to see Adele sing. I want to hear her beautiful voice. I don't really care about her levitating out of a pond or the lights or the choir or anything else. Now, that certainly adds to the experience. And they obviously want to make it great because they want to continue to sell out. I would bet that Adele could sell out every ticket she's got for the entire run probably by tomorrow, and she probably has. Now, to her credit, she wants to make sure that you're getting the best bang for your buck, and I understand that. But I can't remember the last time I went and actually saw somebody that I didn't think was going to be particularly great and was like, okay, that sucked. I want my money back. I've never been to a concert where I wanted my money back. I accept that. I understand there's technical issues. I understand people don't feel well. I've seen people with really bad allergies. I saw George Carlin once. He could barely talk, but it was one of the best shows I ever saw. And he actually said, listen, I sound like shit. Sorry, I'm going to have to do the best I can. And it was worth every dime. So for Adele to come out with this heartfelt plea where she's crying, and I'm thinking, poor Adele, and then we're finding out that she's really just a diva. She is. She's just a diva. And I realize she wants the show to be great. Now, some fans are going to go, well, she's not a diva. She's wanting it to make it perfect for us because we deserve the perfect, and it's going to be just perfect for her. Now, well, you know, she's the singer. If she didn't sing, no one would be going to see her. So the songs and her singing those songs is the most important part. Let everyone else take care of the rest of the crap. Why does she have to be involved in all the theatrics and all those things? I'm just saying. I don't get it. Ted Nugent would never do that. Hell, he'd just go up there with his axe, light a torch, shoot across the stage, and be good to go. Tony Curry Radio. Good morning to you. It's a Tuesday morning here. We are on Facebook Live this morning, as we are every single morning. The Curry and Claypo Show. A lot of people are like, where's your radio partner, Claypo? We've been changing so many things around here. We got so many new shows that we moved that show to Thursday only from 7:30 to 9:30. Super busy. I'm super busy. But we're going to get after it, and some super exciting things going on with that as well as we continue to envelop this radio station. I've tried to be totally transparent with everyone listening to this radio station, because we get so many people that are so into it and they love all of our new shows, including, of course, Adapter Parish, which is coming up again later on tonight. We run it at noon and 8 every Tuesday. So after the replay of the Tony Curry Live Show from 6 until 8, you'll hear that at 8 o'clock tonight, a brand new fresh show with Dr. Alex Hublein and Dr. Josh Claypo. Super excited about that. So we got that going on right here on the Tony Curry Radio. What else we got going on? We got anything else? Lots of classic rock and roll around here and all these wonderful shows, and we're going to get after it. Talked about Joe Biden calling Peter Ducey a son of a bitch, which I thought was really, really funny. Couldn't do it without our great sponsors, and we've got a bunch of them. Vitrural Health is one of our favorites. Cleet Walker, who's a good friend of our show. We've had him on numerous times, and Vitrural Health, go to VitruralHealth.com, VitruralHealth.com. If you're people like my age, I went to a dermatologist yesterday with my kids. My kids had some acne. And, you know, guys don't like to go to doctors unless, you know, it's broken down. We're good at changing oil every 3,000 miles, but we don't change our own oil. And so I go into the dermatologist, and he's kind of looking at me. And I'm like, what? And he's like, have you ever seen that thing in there on your face? You ever had that thing looked at? And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. He's like, that looks like cancer to me. And I'm like, oh, geez. Now, if I got cancer on my nose, there's plenty to go around. You could chop off half my nose, and I still got a good size schnoz. I'm good with air. But I'm like, really? He was like, yeah, you got something on your cheek there, and that's kind of crazy. That's not good. So much like skin cancer or anything else, guys need to get checked out, and particularly when it comes to their prostate, because we know one roughly in 8 or 9 guys will get prostate cancer. It's scary. But if you get it early, it's no big deal. And, of course, we know that if you get prostate cancer and it's advanced, it can affect your pee-pee, and next thing you know, it's affecting your erectile issues and everything else, and that is really bad, because the only thing that guys are good for is money and their wiener. So make sure you check out VitruralHealth.com, VitruralHealth.com. They do a new invasive type of procedures. It's unbelievable, and they're wonderful, so check them out. They do a great job, VitruralHealth.com. Tony Curry Radio, TKR. I love that stinking song. A friend of mine said, how come you always say I love that stinking song after every song you play? It's like, because I love those stinking songs. You don't ever hear that song Living After Midnight. That song kicks ass. I love that tune, man. It's killer. From British Steel. Got some Traveling Riverside Blues. We'll do some Rocking Down the Highway with the Doobie Brothers. Coming up, some more AC/DC coming up in just a few minutes by request as well here in Tony Curry Radio. Adapter Parish coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. 8 o'clock tonight, you'll be hearing Adapter Parish. Of course, you can hear that every single Tuesday at noon and 8 with Dr. Alex Hublein and Dr. Josh Claypo. Weekly, we do Live Wire Wednesday. On Wednesdays, we have Mission Minded, our brand new show with Jimmy Hill Missions, Michael Coleman. But it's not a Jimmy Hill Mission show. It's much bigger than that. It's called Mission Minded at noon and 7:30 on Wednesdays. Thursdays, Austin Hanks. And, of course, coming up on Fridays, a brand new show called When in Rome, which is a hybrid little show. It's classic rock as well as things that make you feel good, sound good, and look good with Stuart Rome. And you may know Stuart from Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. He does a wonderful job as well. And then the Damon Johnson Show is a staple here on Tony Curry Radio. We'll do replays and encores of that show throughout the entire week as well right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, your home for, of course, the Curry and Claypo Show, and not to mention, of course, all these other wonderful shows I keep talking about. I know you guys are getting tired of it, but I just love it. The Doobie Brothers on a show, on tour right now, as a matter of fact. They're going to be playing Las Vegas, Nevada, Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood coming up on the 13th, the 14th, the 18th, 20th, 21st. Yeah, they've got their own thing there in Las Vegas. And I believe, and a lot of those were rescheduled, I'm trying to figure out if, in fact, the Doobie Brothers have Michael McDonald with them, because I knew that for a period of time, this is part of their 50th anniversary shows at the Las Vegas Strip. Hold on, if you can bear with me for a second, I'll let you know. Is Michael McDonald with the Doobie Brothers? Because I don't think he is with the Doobies. This is great radio, isn't it? He was supposed to be with them as part of their big comeback, and Yeah, the Doobie Brothers. Yeah, he's actually joining the Doobies. He's thankful for a more shot tour of the Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary, and of course that was back in August. So who the hell knows? All right, let's do some more classic rock here. That was remarkable radio right there. I love that. Wasn't that great?